We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, glorious viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Outwater News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 63 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 26 on Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on SiatSat, Channel 56 on Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service, MNS, and Channel 23 in Kumba on SiatKumba. In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Shanghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Longya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Huanghu County, Channel 03 on Huanghu Cable TV. In Qinmen County, Channel 102 on Ming Chong Cable TV. And in Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tong Tai Cable TV. In Xiaoyi County, Channel 97 on Kuoshong Cable TV. And in Puozhou City, Channel 90 on Taiyang Cable TV. In Xiaoyi City, Channel 97 on CYCCA TV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Douyao Township on Jialan Cable TV and Channel 108 on Yongchang Township on Peikang Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Hod Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Eldonet City, Channel 26 on Chatangal Cable TV and Channel 50 on Khimor Cable TV. In Sukhbator, Selin Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dahon Ul Province, Channel 8 on Dahon Broadcasting System. Channel 44 on Pha Cable Company in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision Channel 47, Orange Cable Company Channel 65, and Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayan Zulf and Khan Hul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Ututh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Omdurman City in Inti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbo Company. In Sunshine City, in Dongor Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Wittittel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Villavision de Villamayor. In Ciudadela Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Liquia, San Joaquim, and Santa Elenita, Channel 43 on Teleboyaca Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89 Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Angativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Barrio Nororiental de Bogotá, Zona 1, Channel 41 on Teleunidos and Channel 55 on Itemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2 and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33 Urbanización, 25, 26 and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10 and Gativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, and in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In El Nandaría, Channel 41 on TV Cable El Nandarías. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Finland donates $26.8 million for education and other projects in Nepal. In healthy living news, American scientists find that students who understand the environmental consequences of our food habits make more nutritious eating choices. In animal news, Quibi, a magnificent South African gorilla, warmly greets an old friend. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 11th, is the birthday of President Annote Dong of Kiribati, born in 1952 in Fanning Island, Kiribati. In office since 2003, His Excellency has been speaking out on the importance of taking action to halt climate change. With Kiribati just an average of 2 meters above sea level, President Dong guides his nation in addressing the urgent concerns for the future due to the effects of global warming. His Excellency launched a website to keep residents updated, as well as provide information and plans for coping with the dangerous situation. Our respectful appreciation, President Annote Dong, for your courageous leadership. We wish Your Excellency a very happy birthday with cherished ones and many blessings to all the gracious citizens of Kiribati.
Fly-in news, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Ohio, USA. On Saturday, June 5th, the northwestern part of the state was pummeled by its most powerful tornado in nearly a decade. Packed with winds of up to 175 miles per hour, the twister claimed 5 lives as it damaged or destroyed many structures and left thousands without electricity.
We are here today in Mulberry, Ohio, where a tornado has destroyed 50 homes. As you can see, many of the homes have been completely leveled, and many of the cars have been destroyed all over the neighborhood. Many of the trees are down. There is much rebuilding to do.
We saw the storm coming in, and we ran down the basement, and we just made it just in time. Yeah, and we heard the train roaring, what they say you hear, and we got to the strongest wall in the basement, and everything just started crashing down around us, and the house was gone.
So is this your house right here?
Yes, what's left of it. Didn't even know what was going on until it was happening. But everyone got out safely, and the rest of it's just stuff.
In
In accordance with Supreme Master Qinghai's usual instructions in offering assistance for such calamities, our local association members from Ohio, USA, promptly traveled to the most affected areas in the northwestern regions. There, they delivered necessary supplies including gloves, garbage bags, and flashlights with extra battery power, and distributed a total of $2,000 in financial aid to 40 worst-hit residents to help with the purchase of clothes and any urgent items that were destroyed in the tornado.
Thank you. We would like to thank Supreme Master Qinghai very much. Everything is much appreciated. Everybody has just been so generous and very helpful.
Thank you. Thank you for your generosity from Supreme Master Qinghai. You don't know how much this means to our family.
Well, you are all in our prayers.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Take care. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thanks.
We're reporting here from Supreme Master Television, Mulberry, Ohio, USA.
We join in thankfulness for Supreme Master Qinghai's care and love, as well as our association's relief team for their timely efforts. May heaven bless the affected residents with resiliency and a swift restoration of their productive day-to-day lives as humanity's kinder, more eco-conscious ways minimize such disturbances.
Heavy rains caused deadly flash flooding in central Texas, USA. On Wednesday, June 9th, the overflowing of the Comal and Guadalupe rivers following intense rains washed away several people, with an 11-year-old girl and her father who were able to be rescued as the waters unfortunately claimed the life of one man. In some places, the flooding rose 10 feet in 10 minutes. Emergency services in Comal and Wilson counties received more than 800 calls and made nearly 100 rescues from trees and the rooftops of flooded homes. Texas State Governor Rick Perry dispatched search and rescue teams, saying that the situation would be monitored to safeguard Texans as needed. We thank Governor Perry, as well as state and other emergency personnel, for your concerned efforts to ease the situation for the flood-afflicted. Our sympathies for the life lost as we pray for the protection of the Texan people and that our nobler actions toward the environment help ease such extreme conditions as these.
Central and southern China swept by fatal torrential rains. Beginning Monday, June 7th, severe rains deluged the provinces of Hubei, Hunan, and Sichuan, with Hubei province experiencing its heaviest rainstorm of the year as over 28 counties and cities were affected. In the provincial capital of Wuhan, floods disrupted traffic, while in Yishang City, 270 rescuers were needed to free 13 workers who had become stranded when a partially built highway was inundated.
Meanwhile, in neighboring Hunan province, more than 6 people lost their life as floods and landslides were triggered, while 2 others were reported missing as some 200 townships were also deluged with up to 100 millimeters of rain in a single day. According to the Provincial Civil Affairs Department, over 1 million people total were affected, including 124,000 who were forced to evacuate, while 1,500 homes collapsed and infrastructure sustained damage. In the southwestern province of Sichuan, flooding caused part of a national highway to collapse in Wenchun County.
Though intensive efforts had partially reopened the route by Wednesday, continued water flows jeopardized the highway still. According to China's Meteorological Bureau, these regions are experiencing unusually heavy rains for this time of year.
Our appreciation, Chinese officials and all personnel working to assist the area's residents, as we also send our accolades for those who lost loved ones. Wishing the storm-afflicted a soon recovery of the regularity of daily life as we strive to tread more gently on Earth to help restore our planetary stability.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
New Zealand wins 2010 Worldwide Peace Ranking. The Global Peace Index, or GPI, gave top accolades for harmony to New Zealand for the second consecutive year, with the top 10 recognised countries including Iceland, Japan, Austria, Norway, Ireland, Denmark, Luxembourg, Finland and Sweden. Since 2007, the GPI has been published by the global think tank Institute for Economics and Peace, in consultation with an international panel of experts. Countries are evaluated based on criteria such as political stability, military expenditures, freedom of the press, respect for human rights, and school enrollment rates. Over the past 4 years, Africa is noted as the most improved region for peacefulness due to fewer conflicts and decreased military spending. The Middle East has similarly enhanced her peacefulness since 2006, with improved relations between states and reduced expenditures for military. Congratulations and heaven bless New Zealand and all nations of peace. May societies everywhere swiftly advance towards such exemplary stability and harmony for the benefit of all humanity.
Fewer heart attacks after England's smoking ban. A study published in the British Medical Journal shows that in the year following the July 2007 implementation of a ban on smoking in indoor public places, a corresponding drop in hospital heart attack admissions was seen. The researchers at the University of Bath in the United Kingdom also stated that the 1,200 fewer hospital admissions saved the National Health Service, or NHS, £8.4 million and may have prevented nearly 200 deaths. Many thanks, University of Bath scientists, for sharing these findings, and a big bravo, England, for your efforts that have improved health and saved lives. May such results motivate people throughout the United Kingdom and the world towards freedom from this harmful habit for the vitality and happiness of ourselves and loved ones alike.
Smoking bans save lives.
Quitting smoking and restricting alcohol consumption, along with more exercise and higher fruit and vegetable intake, reduces the risk of strokes by more than half.
United Kingdom's ban on smoking in public places reduces passive smoke effects, which are linked to loss of life for more than 11,000 people every year. In the U.S., the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration said that sales of tobacco to underage youth have reached all-time lows in all 50 states. The number of young smokers aged 18 to 29 has fallen by 30% in Victoria, Australia, thanks to smoking bans in pubs and clubs. Smoking rates in Japan have been declining since 1996, reaching an all-time low this year. Smoking bans mean decreases in acute coronary syndrome.
A study in Mississippi, USA, found that heart attacks were reduced by 27% 3 years after indoor smoking was banned, with similar bans in 11 other worldwide locations also showing a reduction in both heart attacks and heart disease.
Rome, Italy experienced an 11.2% decrease in acute coronary events in the first year after a smoking ban in public places went into effect. Israeli researchers report that for people who are able to stop smoking, the increased risk of sudden cardiac death seems to disappear immediately. The National Sanitary Institute in France announced a significant decrease in heart attack rates following the country's smoking ban, with benefits also noted for decrease in secondhand smoke inhalation effects. New York, USA experienced an 8% decline in hospital admissions for acute myocardial infarction after a comprehensive smoking ban, which translates into healthcare savings of $56 million in 1 year. Smoking bans mean better health. Data from the National Population Health Survey shows those who smoke have higher rates of chronic conditions, such as bronchitis, asthma, and high blood pressure. Smokers and those exposed to secondhand smoke develop colon cancer about 7 years earlier than non-smokers. Smoking bans mean healthier children. Research from the Michigan State University in the USA and the David Hyde Asthma and Allergy Research Center in the UK show that the smoking habits of mothers during pregnancy increase asthma risks in some children. Children regularly exposed to secondhand smoke have more than triple the risk of lung cancer, as well as higher risks of other respiratory problems later in life. Smoking bans are good for business. In his annual report, UK Chief Medical Officer Liam Donaldson said a public smoking ban would save an estimated £2.7 billion. £680 million saved by having a healthier and more efficient workforce. 140 million pounds saved through fewer sick days. 430 million pounds saved from productivity loss from smoking on the job. 100 million pounds saved from cleanup costs related to cigarette smoking. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
British environmentalist is first woman to row solo across the Pacific. After a trip that required approximately 2.5 million oar strokes across almost 8,000 miles, 42-year-old Roz Savage completed a 250-day journey across the Pacific. Arriving in Papua New Guinea, she was welcomed by supporters with many colourful leis. Miss Savage made this perilous journey to raise awareness of climate change and the polluting effects of ocean plastic debris, as well as its endangerments to marine life. Conscious of her own environmental impact, Miss Savage has spoken of obtaining protein from organic vegetable sources and during her ocean journey consumed a primarily vegan diet of dried fruit and nuts while growing her own bean sprouts on board.
Down here we have a locker full of nuts. And over here, these are my raw food crackers.
Kudos, Miss Roz Savage, on your brave and noble ocean trek. As we become more aware of the planetary issues that affect every society, may we act together in protection of all life.
Legendary Russian ballerina remembered. Preeminent ballet dancer Marina Semyonova passed away at the ripe age of 101 on Wednesday, June 9th. With distinguished contributions that brought the beauty of classical dance into the modern world, Ms. Semyonova's outstanding career began in the 1920s, and she soon rose to be the most beloved prima ballerina of her homeland and beyond. After two decades of stardom, she retired from dancing and devoted her efforts to teaching younger generations at the Bolshoi Theater, receiving the honorary title of People's Artist of the USSR in 1975. We send our deep condolences to the loved ones and associates of Ms. Marina Semyonova, whose graceful legacy dances on in the hearts of many. May her soul rest serenely in heaven's everlasting comfort and light.
Save our planet. Greenland ice melt heading toward tipping point. UK scientists from Aberystwyth University in Wales have been measuring the rapidly thinning ice cap in Greenland, containing the world's second largest ice sheet after Antarctica. Beginning a month-long camping expedition on the ice sheet itself, Dr. Alan Hubbard's team found summertime melting patterns 6 weeks earlier than normal. In addition, Dr. Ian Bartholomew of Edinburgh University in Scotland, UK recently discovered summer glacier ice in Greenland sliding at a 220% faster rate towards the sea than in the winter, which is a much larger variability than previously measured. Scientists note with increasing concern the devastating consequences that would occur if the entire ice sheet melted completely. Norwegian ice expert Mr. Veli Albert Kallio of the Frozen Isthmuses Protection Campaign of the Arctic and North Atlantic Oceans explained.
The sea level rise, first of all, the amount would be about between 7 and 10 meters. As the ice falls into the sea, it displaces its own weight of water, and that raises the sea level. But the most dangerous thing is not necessarily at all the sea level rise.
According to Mr. Kallio, as large pieces of Greenland's ice are pushed into the sea, the ocean could become significantly cooled, affecting global climates and threatening vital needs such as food supplies.
The second aspect is the climatic cooling, which is far more serious perhaps than the sea level rise, because the world food security is threatened by it. It would be years of no agricultural production and electricity in houses going out, as the power stations are often located on the seaside. It could happen virtually tomorrow, and then we would suddenly find out that our society and way of life would be dramatically crippled by this event.
Yet another potential disaster would result from underground earth movements due to ice melt that removes the glacier's massive suppressing weight. Scientists who have already observed a 2.5-centimeter lifting of coastal land annually in Greenland, which they say is increasing, also fear increased volcanic eruptions.
groundwater, when it goes to very deep levels on the ground, it is dissolved as a hydrogen and oxygen gas in magma. And when the pressure is reduced, this dissolved gas starts bubbling, and it raises the magma to the surface, raises the pressures, and it sprouts it out in, as a volcano.
As volcanoes erupt, the magma causes even more ice to melt, a cycle that could lead to the complete disappearance of the Greenland ice sheet.
When the ice melting becomes more severe, the volcanic eruptions become more frequent. So there's a danger of runaway event and tipping point that it becomes contagious.
We send our sincere thanks to Mr. Callio, Dr. Hubbard, Dr. Bartholomew, and other scientists for your diligent monitoring of this worrisome trend. Let us join in Earth-stabilizing actions by speedily adopting more eco-friendly habits.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has often reminded that the key to preventing calamitous ice melt is to counter the main source of global warming, as in this November 2009 video conference in Washington, D.C., USA.
Greenland is shedding 85 million tons of iceberg each day due to warming, and at a rate that is increasing by 7% each year. And if all of Antarctica and Greenland were to melt with the ice, then the sea levels could rise to as much as 70 meters, which would be deadly or disastrous to most lives on Earth. To solve this, we do need to move quickly, and of course we know what to do. Right? Yes, be vegan. NASA announced that methane actually contributes much more to global warming than previously understood, and it traps 100 times the atmospheric heat over 20 years. And the largest source of methane is, you know, livestock. There is an advantage of time here, because one aspect of methane is that it dissipates in around 12 years' time, whereas carbon dioxide, CO2, stays in the atmosphere for up to thousands of years. So we remove the livestock-generated methane and the planet cools fast.
Save Our Planet. Officials in Olac or Vietnam launch a toll-free hotline for citizens to report violations of laws that have been implemented to safeguard wildlife and the environment.
Save Our Planet. Ecologists in California, USA, report that cold weather trees like the red fir have been dying at an increasing rate over the last 75 years, while the likelihood of more frequent forest fires is increasing.
Save Our Planet. Australia approves a first commercial-scale smart grid project planned for launch later this year that will provide 50,000 households the tools to more efficiently manage their energy use.
Save Our Planet. The European Union and U.S.-based Pew Environment Group express alarm over dwindling fish stocks in the Mediterranean and across the globe due to excessive and illegal fishing, calling for new regulations and stricter enforcement of existing laws.
Hi friends, I'm Nimbo the Nubian Ibex, and my diet of kindness contains no animal products. Today, I'm going to share a frugal tip on a toy for your sweet feline friend. Cardboard boxes are an endless source of delight for cats. Many supermarkets and discount stores would be glad to give you some they no longer need. You can use one for your friend to explore, or connect a few together for more excitement. For more information, please visit your local library or check online. Have fun with your playful companion. Thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for tuning in. And now, for the weather around the globe.
Thank you.
In humanitarian news, Finland donates $26.8 million for projects in Nepal. Of the total amount, $21 million will support education programs as well as vocational training. A grant assistance of $5.8 million will be used to create a sustainable regional municipal waste management system for the Sensori and Morang districts. Our heartfelt gratitude, Finland, for your generosity and support. May your kindness assist the pure-hearted Nepalese citizens to significantly enhance both the present and future.
In healthy living news, American researchers find students improve eating habits to save the earth. Dr. Thomas Robinson and colleagues of Stanford University Medical Center in California discovered that students studying about the social, environmental, and ethical consequences of food selections made more nutritional meal choices than those learning about the health aspects of diet. For example, to help mitigate global warming, students began to eat more locally grown produce. The results of the study have been published in the American Journal of Preventative Medicine. Our thankfulness, Dr. Thomas Robinson, and fellow scientists for highlighting the willingness of people to transition to more plant-based foods to protect our planet. May young and old adopt the low emissions, vegan diet for the health of ourselves and our planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, a loving gorilla remembers his cherished caregiver. We'll just give the dog a quick massage and we'll be right back. Stay tuned for more bright news coming up on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, shining news for a radiant world. In animal news, Quibi the gorilla warmly greets an old friend. Conservationist Mr. Damien Aspinall of the United Kingdom-based The Aspinall Foundation raised Quibi until the age of 5. At that time, Quibi was taken to the jungles of Gabon in West Africa to enable him to live in the wild. 5 years later, Mr. Aspinall went to visit Quibi. Upon hearing his former caregiver's familiar voice, the overjoyed gorilla came to meet him. Mr. Aspinall said, "He looked in my eyes with such intensity, such love." Mr. Aspinall stated that the reunion with Quibi was one of the greatest experiences of his life. God bless your gentle heart, Quibi. And our profound gratitude, Mr. Damien Aspinall and the Aspinall Foundation, for your meticulous care of our beautiful co-inhabitants. May all precious gorillas have ample space in safe, verdant surroundings to thrive under heaven's grace.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Sepedi entitled Breakfast Order.
Moeng wa go shopisha o ile a ya restauranteng gomme a reka difitlholo. Ka difitlholo di fitlha a lebelela mošimi wa fao a botšiša. Mpotsa mantšu a monate, mošimi a khunama a mo sebela a re, "E ja difitlholo."
And now for our viewers' hotline.
May governments join hands together to ease suffering and elevate humanity to a new era based in mutual respect and dignity. May we celebrate together a climate change solution that lays the foundation for true love to flourish on planet and people and animals to live together in harmony. Thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for your love. Thank you, Heaven, for your mercy. Thank you, all beings seen and unseen. Elko from Athens, Greece.
Hi Elko, your note is much appreciated. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Elevated Elko, thank you for your uplifting message. May our shared dream of a vegan world of kindness soon come to fruition. All my love and heaven's blessings to you and Greece. Ching Hai.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your sojourn on earth be blessed with heavenly wonders.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The League of Arab States presents the United Arab Emirates with a Certificate of Honor for anti-smoking efforts that adhere to the WHO Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, including tobacco laws, visual health warnings, and no smoking regulations.
The Chinese Embassy in Manila, Philippines, hosts a reception with dignitaries from China and Philippines to celebrate the 35th anniversary of diplomatic relations between the two countries.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev accepts the credentials of Mohammad Hassan Zarug as Sudanese ambassador to Russia, pledging that his country will continue to promote lasting peace in Sudan's western Darfur region.
U.S. President Barack Obama announces 103 teachers as recipients of the Presidential Award for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Teaching, with a $10,000 prize and expenses paid trip for each to the award ceremony in Washington, D.C.
In an effort to further bridge relations with Latin America, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton visits Ecuadorian President Rafael Correa, where the two affirm their wish for respectful dialogue and cooperative trade relations.
Scientist Dr. Mayank Goyal at the University of Calgary in Canada reports successful results in using a vacuum-like device that can remove blood clots up to 6 hours after a stroke, thus enabling patients to avoid permanent damage and return to active lives.
Dr. Kader bin Alian Al-Qureshi, chairman of the Saudi-Spanish Parliamentary Friendship Committee and member of the Saudi Legislature, meets with Spanish ambassador to Saudi Arabia, Pablo Bravo, to discuss ways of enhancing their nation's parliamentary cooperation.
U.S. multinational information technology company Hewlett-Packard launches affordable new home and business printers that can print directly to an email address from a smartphone or any web-connected device.
The UK's Chief Medical Officer for Wales, Dr. Tony Dwell, urges parents to be a good example for their children and help protect teens from underage drinking to avoid harm to health and well-being.
Mozambican Minister of Agriculture Soares Nhaka thanks the Alasiz or Vietnamese government for its help and support to his country during the launch of a film week to celebrate the 35th anniversary of diplomatic ties.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.